Sinner, Amru Shishkula Kenegada, but it's very good that Raya Shishkul Damim. On Sinner, it says that it's equal to Abedizargila Raya Shishkul Damim. I always wonder when Chazal say that, that does it mean equal to three of them together or equal to any one of the three? In truth, I don't know how much difference that makes because they're pretty bad even one by themselves. It's like saying, you know, trillion to a who knows what, but it's. But I would say each one. That's what my pasuk said.
And your brother's reaction of the words of Brooklyn, that when it says Yishmael was guilty of the big three, Roshua points out that he could not have been guilty of the big three, because if he was, then I don't think he would get that. He had the potential, he was on the way to developing the big three.
Okay, well, that's not what again, I'm just talking about what it means, Shkula, Keneget, these three. I think it means any one of the three. Rambam Abba Mechaber Ein Lechel Kol Mabba. Ubali Lashon Hara Ein Lechel Kol Mabba. Bamachan Hashem Mechaber Yoy Lechel Ben Eilam. Somebody who nicknames his friend in a derogatory nickname. Nasnu Chitasim Baret Chayim. People who impose fear on others go to Gehenna Ben Eidayna Ba Lederi Dairis and they stand there for a long time. Bina Matinu Vabba Adjait Hashemu Chazal. Therefore Adjait Hashemu Chazal say, Bilam Dayeg Achitayful Begay Chazi. Ein Lam Chelik Leilam Abba. Shukulam Nenchu Bishol Midas Ras. They all ended up that way because of bad Midas. Shvinyam Bilam Lamatinu Shabalak Ein Lam Chelik Leilam Abba. Doesn't say Balak doesn't have a Chelik Leilam Abba. He was the came Bishol Pachdai before he's Bapasik. He did it because of fear. Aber Bilam Lohayla Shum Shaykhus Lishol. He had no Shaykhus. Vahalak Laharik Umar Shleim Abachinam. And he went to kill out his Umar Shleim for no reason. Kabak. It's getting involved where you don't have to because of your own bad midas. He was the right Sanhedrin, but Nelav, he was embarrassed. The David knew something he didn't know. David was able to figure out the exact place in the Beit HaMikdash, which Shmuel and Dayag wasn't able to. And therefore he went and told Shaul to kill Naivira Kahanim, which is a custom of Yerushalmisham. My Rebbe, my leader, and my friend. And he was embarrassed that David hadn't appointed him in Sainik, which comes to be Yerushalmisham. Like it says in Yerushalmisham, I don't know what Sham is. I guess in Sanhedrin, very good. Right. And the reason David didn't want him to put him there, even though he was the biggest in learning, he saw that he was lacking in Yerushalayim. It's very interesting. He had Ruach HaKodesh, and David felt he was lacking in Yerushalayim. But that caused a bug up with David, so he got angry and rebelled against David. But Ratzel Lahamrach is Abishalom, and he wanted to make Abishalom king before his Mishukim. Gam Bei Gechazi Metzino Shei Gadol B'Teira. He needs to be Yerushalmi, like Yerushalmi says there in Sanhedrin. Rashoyle Ayin Tzara. He couldn't tolerate, couldn't fragin in Yiddish that somebody should have something. Kamei Shukles Hashem. The Bible says Rabbanon Dachem Mikamayu. He used to push away the Rabbanon from Elisha. Ayin Tzara. Gam B'Pasik before Shiratach and Nachman, Ayin Nachman, he chased Nachman. But Lachach Mimenu Mammon, he took money. But Lechashash L'Chilu Hashem L'Kvayid Rabbi. He didn't care about the Chilu Hashem and the honor of his Rebbe, which was Tavasa Lekesa, because he wanted money. Because there ain't a midas muskasas. Rabbi Zeh Amru Shein Lechel Lechel Maba. Rabbi Sham Sham Aleim Shasoid Averis. Hi, it says they did other Averis as well. Rabbi Ikram Ba, the main thing came, Midwarm Elam and Frosh and Bitsukim. They reached other Averis afterwards. It's interesting, again, I'm just pointing out, that the Chaim started with the Diuk. Why doesn't it say Balak lost his Chelik Leilam Abba? I don't know if Balak is entitled to Chelik Leilam Abba. He didn't keep Zayin Mitzvahs. Either did Bilam. So I'm not sure why Chazal lists Bilam. That's why I'm not asking this as a question. But anybody, Rambam says, if you don't keep Zayin Mitzvahs, you don't go to Leilam Abba. Yes?
I didn't know that, Rambam, but we see the teachers as Leilam Abba. Now, it consists of being burnt up and recycled.
Again.
But...
you're right. Okay. Whatever that means. I'm not going to argue with you. But again, the Rambam says it's impossible to get I have to look at the Lashon Rambam. I think he says Eilam HaBa with Azai Mitzvahs. Now, again, what Eilam HaBa means, I don't think he means that you can't get recycled.
That the Romans are reincarnated as the dust under our feet. That's an Eilam HaBa.
Again.
I'll
just say the following again. Maybe the Rambam means Eilam HaBa as in Gan Eden. And being reburnt all the time doesn't make you really get to Gan Eden.
You're on the track of the lesson down.
Okay, we have to move.
The other one is at the beginning, he talked about punishment for a long time. Doesn't Jonah says that you've got 1 year?
Who?
That there's 1 year.
That's for Rishon Yisrael, doesn't say by Goyim.
Got it.
That's by Goyim. Okay, we are in Lama Tessa and Aleph. And we're going to start again. From Rav Huna Bar Chiya, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines in the bottom. Rav Huna Bar Chiya, is there a holiday today or something? No, but it is. Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, he quoted in other pshat in the Mishnah what Cheskes Tara means. So Leimar, She'ena Kavas Lavest, that he can't be kaveya vest. Those 11 days, a woman that sets that she sees three times during the days of Zivus does not have a vest kavua. That's what it means. Ches kastara means she cannot establish a vest kavua. That's what it means. Rashi, I'm sorry? Look, Rashi. Pirish HaMasnitsim Mahadri is going back to the Mishnah. The Taisi made Zivasa. And Rasa Gimel Pamim Mitesvav Lutesvav. She saw 15 days apart three times in a row. Now, automatically, that's within the 11 days. Because she sees once, she is in Eden for seven. And then she sees 8 days later. That's during the days of Zivus. Right? Ein Zev Vest, Linyan Daya Shaita. She's not considered a Kriya's Vest. That if she sees blood, she doesn't have to go back at 24 hours. Number one. Or if she didn't make a bedika, she should be tamei, because the mitesvav lutesvav have you made ziva. That is days of zivus. It's not just the day 15; it's all days in between 7 and 18. The shom you made ziva b'hadi nidus. That ends the calendar of 18 days of nidus and potential zivus. So a woman cannot have a ves kavua during those days. She's considered like a woman who has no vest. Zokta Gemara Amar of Yosef, Lashmi li Hashmaitza. I never heard this. Rashi, Lashmi li Hashmaitza, Rabbi Yosef, Tamida, Rabbi Yehuda, Shu Talmud, Sharav, Shmuel.
I don't know
here. Lashmi li Hashmaitza. Rabbi Yosef, Tamida, do you have bold Rashis? Okay, no problem. I just bold Rashi makes it easier. That's all. Leshmiyli Hashmaitza. The Rav Yosef Tamida, the Rav Yehuda, Shu Talmud to Rav Shmuel. Rav Yosef is the Talmud of Rav Yehuda, was the Talmud of Rav Shmuel, and therefore Rav Yosef assumed that he heard from his Rebbe everything from Rav and Shmuel. Therefore, the Chala Rav Yosef Benekat Talmudai. Rav Yosef got ill and he forgot his learning. Shayer Shemayim Mema to Rav Shmuel, and whenever he heard Rav and Shmuel quoted. And he didn't remember it. Matmiya, he was like questioned it, like he was couldn't understand it. The Rav Tamidish Rav Yehudani, am I not Rav Yehuda's Talmud? For the Amel Ishmuazu, and he didn't tell me this. Rabbi Tamidai Maskira, and Rabbi his Talmud used to remind him what Rav Ishmu had said. So Amel Abaya, back in the Gemara, do you have the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay. Amel Abaya, at Amrit Nahalan, you told it to us. And you told it to us when you explained to us this Mishnah. Rashi, that Amritlan kaidim choyach, before you became ill. Baha Amrit Nahala. Amish Lazu, Amagtalanu Mishmei, you told us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, of Shmuel, that Einisha Kavaz Leves Bimei Ziva. You were inferred from this Mishnah that a woman cannot have a vest during the days of Zivas. Now this is the Mishnah. Haisa Lamuda Liris Yaim Tesvav. a woman was accustomed to see on day 15. Right. Vishinsa, now this is, right, day 15, the Gemara will explain that this means 15 days after mikvah. Which means she saw 7 days of nidus. She goes to the mikvah and sees 15 days later, which is during the days of nidus. This is not during the days of zivus. This is day 22 of her. If you count from beginning to the next beginning, it's 22. When it says 15, it doesn't mean 15. It means 15 after 7. 7 plus 15 equals 22. That's how the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. V'shintza li'ayim chaf. And she switched from day 22 to day 27. So 3 days, 3 months in a row, this woman had intervals of 22. Then, on day 4, the fourth month, she skipped 22. She didn't see on day 22, but rather saw 5 days later, which is day 27. But in the Mishnah's count, it's 15 and 20. 15 from the time she went to the mikvah, and 20 from the time she went to the mikvah. Doesn't mean day 15 and day 20. It means day 22 and day 27. Zev is Asur and Lishamish. The next month, she has to worry about day 22 because she had a Ves Kavua, and a Ves Kavua cannot be uprooted with less than 3 times. She only went 1 month without seeing 22. So 22 is still on her calendar, and she has to separate on day 22 and make a bedika. And she also has to worry about day 27, because maybe she's starting a new vest. Maybe not. We don't know. So therefore, this woman, the next month, and she's not seeing Dam yet, has to worry about day 22 and day 27. That's what the Mishnah says.
The next month means 22 from what?
And that we're going to discuss. Pashtus, it means 22 from the time she saw blood. Again, we'll see later, not everybody learns that way. It's going to be a shiva. But that's what we're getting into. Shinsa Panayim Leon Klav. What if 2 months she went to 27? So, right? So now she's already 2 months that she didn't see on day 22. It's still not enough, because 3 months are necessary to be Iker Vest, and there was no 3 months here. Zev is Asurim, they're still both Usher. Again, day 22 is Usher, she never uprooted it, and day 27 is Usher, because it might be the beginning of a new vest. That's what the Mishnah says. The Amit Ban Alon, and you told us on that Mishnah, Amav Yehuda Amishmu, Loi Shana Alotesvav L'Tfilasa. This Mishnah is only if it's 15 days after mikvah, right? Remember when I translated the Mishnah, I said 15, it means 15 plus 7. Shein Chav Beis L'Riyasa, which is 22. The Hasam Yimei Nidasa Koyla. That's because in day 22, she's already in the days that she's a potential Nida. Avotesvav L'Riyasa, the Bemei Zivasa Koy, right Chava. There cannot be a woman that sees every 15 days and has a Ves Kavua. It's not Ves Kavua. If it would be literally 15 days apart, there would not be this discussion about being Iker it 3 times. There's nothing to be Iker. There's no Ves Kavua in the days of Zivas. That's what Shmuel said. So Rabbi is reminding Rabbi Yosef that which Rav Huna Bar Chiya quoted Shmuel, and you're questioning, did Shmuel ever say it? You told it to us. You told it to us when you learned this Mishnah. The Mishnah uses the term 15 and 20. You quoted Shmuel as saying 15 and 20 is not really 15 and 20. It's 22 and 27. It's 15 from the mikvah. So you told it to us because you said the 15 days is in the days of Ziva, and the days of Ziva cannot be Kaveh Aves. Rashi. Vemuda, Regila, accustomed. Yom Tezvav, Lekama Mefarish, Yom Tezvav L'Tfilasa, 15 days after going to the mikvah. B'shintza L'Aves, Yom Chav Pamachas, she switched 1 time. Zev is Asurin, Ein Tzarech Leimer Tezvav She'Avar She'Aser. You don't have to say that the first one that passed by, meaning before she switched, she had to pass 22. So that was for sure Aser. Here's a woman that has a Ves Kavua of 22, and this is day 22. So this is the day she has to worry that her vest is coming. So for sure she has to separate from her husband that day. She's waiting all day. This is the day of my vest. V'kaimelon, chayiv adam livrish meishka samuch levesta. Person has to separate the day of the time of her vest. Samuch levesta does not mean before the vest. It means the day of the vest. That's shat in the Gemara. V'ein tzarech leim yom chof, shirasabai, and for sure on 27, she's separating shabinidehi. She saw her period. Right? So the first month that she switched from 22 to 27, there's no question. She had to separate day 22 because she was waiting for her vest, and she's separating day 27 because she's a nida. She the next month when 22 comes, Asur l'shamish, Sharayim vestahu. I, she last time she didn't see at 22, Sharavadayim l'lugasa l'pamachas. She only skipped it one time. The ain vest neck I'm a pocket megim upon. A vest cannot be uprooted with less than three times. Ukshagia Yaim Khaf Liria Shokov. And when the 20 days come from last time 20 days, which means 27, Asur Lishamesh, Shemitikva vest Mikhaf Lakhaf. Again, Khaf means 27. So maybe she's being conveyed a new vest. We don't know. Maybe it was an aberration, or maybe this is the beginning of a new trias, a new established vest. Because one time she went to 27. Same thing happens if it happens 2 months. Again, Tezvav meaning 22. 27. But once she has 3 times day 20, so that removes the day 15, and she becomes usher day 20. Because she has uprooted her vest 3 times, and therefore it's not a vest anymore. A vest is a vest till she uproots it, right? She changed her cycle from going from 22 to 27. She has a new cycle now. Now, there can be women that uproot a cycle without establishing a new cycle. And that is women that always saw 22, and then one saw 25, and one saw 29, and one saw 26. She had 3 months without 22, there goes 22. But there is no new cycle. She's a Vesheina Kavua and would be subject to the halachas of Vesheina Kavua. But the Gemara is talking about in those days, most women had a vest Kavua. So therefore, when she switches, she usually switches to a new vest, but only if it happens 3 times. So when she goes from 22 to 27 3 times, she has uprooted one vest and established a new vest. Right. You have a question?
No, I think it's premenopause.
Okay.
Women normally. Yeah, unless there's been another.
Okay, but we're not talking about that now. We're not talking about anything colored. That's not what I'm talking
about. What I asked. You said
Luria. I know. I told you at this point that's what we assume. You asked me, I answered you at this point that's what we assume. But the Gemara didn't get into it. We haven't gotten there yet. That's why we study the Talmud, you know what I mean? Zog the Gemara. Amara Papa, Amrita Lishmaita Kame Rabbi Yehuda Mideskirta. The Papa said, I said over this halacha, remember the Papa's a later generation. He's a Talmud of Abaya. So he's saying over, I said over this hostical Torah from Abaya on this Mishnah, right, that Rabbi Yitzhak taught him that this Mishnah shows you're not Kavei Lizivasa. I said it in front of Rabbi Yehuda Mideskirta. And I asked him, Mitzvah Rekava, Mechashmael de Nechashla. You're right, 15 days cannot be a vest. It's not 15 days from the mikvah. This is really 15 days. Woman sees one time, she sees 15 days later, 3 months in a row. So we learned she's not kaveya vest. Shmuel told us there is no vest kabua in the days of Zivas. Fast. End of story. Next time day 15 comes around, she's seen 3 times on 15. The next month, it's day 15. Does she have to separate from her husband? She has no vest kavua. You don't have to uproot it 3 times. But do you have to worry about it next month? Is it like a vest she'ena kavua? A vest she'ena kavua, you also separate 1 time because you might be establishing. Now here you're not establishing. You cannot establish a vest in days of Ziva. But does she have to separate because she's been seeing 15 for 3 times. It's not a vest. But does she have to separate? That's the question. That's what Rapapa wanted to know. Shmuel said, woman cannot have a vest on day 15. Impossible. It's in the days of Zivas. 15 from Bria. Right? Impossible. It's the days of Zivas. Fine. Not a vest. But she saw 3 times vest, 15. I want to know the 4th month on day 15, does she have to make a Zika? Does she have to separate from her husband?
Is kachim affected too?
She's not seeing blood. Why should it affect kachim? Again, the fourth month, she hasn't seen blood yet. Again, if she's tummy, she's tummy. I'm not interested in that. This fourth month, she hasn't seen yet. Right? She hasn't seen yet. I want to know if that day she has to separate from her husband. She's not an Eden. She's not a Zabi. She's nothing. She's a Tahira lady this month.
The days that she does see, let's say in the 15th when she does.
Of course, once a woman sees, she's a Shemaret Shaim or a Zabah. Yes, but that's not our. But it's totally nothing to do with this sunya. That's not Beis HaMinalef. Nothing to do with this sunya. We're not interested in the 24 hours. We want to know, does she have to separate from her husband? She's not seeing them. If she sees them, she's tamei. There's no question about that. That's the question. Because Shmuel said there's no vest kavu on the days of Zivas. Does she have to worry about separating from her husband on that day? She hasn't seen. It's now day 15, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Does she have to worry that she'll see that day? She didn't see it.
Mal d'nei
chesla. Ishtik v'yama lo v'lemidi. So Rabbi Yehuda Midaskarta kept quiet and did not give an answer. So Trashi. Mikva lo kava. Two lines in the bottom. She should need three times to uproot it. The Bechadazim knew the you can do it one time. And if she sits and doesn't do Bedika, she'd be Tahar. Right? For sure doesn't need three times. If she doesn't see once on 15, for sure doesn't have to wait again. Because it's not a Vest Kavua. But meches mal de neches. The meregil is v'tezvav l'tezvav. The haynu teichim ezayv. Mi boi le meches v'loy teshamish l'yom tezvav kaidem riyah shamatira. Does he have to separate from her husband? Right? That's the question. Remember we just said before that Anita on the day of her vest has to separate from her husband even if she doesn't see him. Because she might see today. We said that Chayiv Adam Lifres Meishta Samach Levesta. Rashi had the first wide line. So that's a woman that has a Vest Kavua. She sees every 29 days. On day 29, the husband has to separate, even if he didn't see yet, because she might see today. That's what Vest means. So how about now? She sees every 15. She doesn't have a Vest Kavua. If she goes 1 month without seeing 15, it's gone. But the question is, does she have to separate on day 15, the first month? Meaning month number four. So if Yehuda Medeskarta did not answer him. So our Papa said, let us try to figure it out. We just had the same Mishnah, right? It's quoting that Mishnah. She was accustomed to see 15. And she switched to 20. Because she had a Vest Kavua, right? That's what we said. And we explained it. 15 doesn't mean 15. 15 means 22. Rabbi Berger? Bianchi's not here. He's on jury duty. That's only 15, which is 22. Right? We said that before. The Chiyadri Vasi Esen B'Tanti Kaimalon B'Tanti Meitzi Vasa. Now, here comes the Papa's Raya. And this is what Baruch Moshe was zeroing in on before, and I told him to have patience. The Papa holds a woman that sees day 22 three times in a row. Then 1 month she skipped 22 and sees on day 27. The next month it says she has to worry from day 22. Day 22 from what? What does she worry from? Day 22 from 27, which she actually saw, or day 22 from the day she was supposed to see? Again, this woman for months saw blood every 22 days. I say months, 3 months. It could be 3 months, it could be 100 months. I don't care. Right? Now, So 1 month, she skipped 22 and went to 27. The Mishnah says she still has to worry about 22. 22 from when? Where do we start counting the 22? Rapapa understands that we start counting the 22 from 22, from the day she was supposed to see. Because had she seen that day, that would have been the next 22. So even though she didn't see that day, but 22 is from the 22. Therefore, let's figure it out. This woman saw once. She didn't see day 22, saw day 27. 22 from 22 is day 44. If 27 is when she saw, she's an eater for 7 days through 33, then she's a zaba for 11 days. That means on day 44, she's in day zivus. Because she's in her 18 days, she's within her 18 days of 27. Goes all the way through 45. What? Again, that's what happens. It's not such hard math. It's like 27 plus 18. That's the days of Zivus. Right?
Because you have 7 days of Mikvah.
That's it. And so day 44, which Rapapa understands is the day she has to separate, is in the days of Zivus.
Okay.
Of the Sharia. She saw 27. Her 7 and 11 depend on Rhea. But her 22, according to her papa, is from day 22. So here's this woman that's separating on the day of Zivus. The Mishnah said she has to separate day 22. And her papa understands day 22 meaning day 22 from 22. Not day 22 from 27, but day 22 from 22. Therefore, she's separating on the day of Zivus. Dr. Papa, I just proved my shaila. My shaila was, does the woman have to separate the day of Zivus? Right? It's not Kaveh Vest, but does she have to separate? The answer is, I see from this Mishnah, she does. The Mishnah says she separates day 22. Day 22 from 22. That's days of Zivus. Because day 22 from 22 is 44. 44 is the days of Zivus because the Nida Zivus cycle started on 27.
Would take that away from that day away.
So, Dr. Baba, the Kaimalon, the Taichi Mezibasa, she's standing in the days of, right? So, 27 says, Alma the Kashinala, the Savara Papa, Essen Vitanti, Me Essen Vitanti, Menina. The 22 is counted from the day she should have seen. And Nino Pisra, Me Essen Vizai, Menina. But the 7 and 11 starts from the actual Rhea, right? The 7 and 11 cycle starts from when she sees blood. The 22 starts from the day she should have seen the blood. That's what a papa holds.
She's taking the chumras of both.
Not a chumra, it's a question of fact.
Don't make
again, one has nothing to do with the other. One is a question of 7 and 11. And one is a question of when is her vest.
Are also connected to the potential day.
No, you can't, because it's exact. It can't be.
Yeah.
Because you're in Nida when you see blood.
Right. Only for
best we could. That's because Beth, okay, fine. So as I explained to Republic, so Republic is very schwer. Why in the world should she count 22 from 22? The woman sees every 22 days. She skipped one. It's a 22-day cycle from when she sees.
Not accurate,
yeah. Again, but why are you counting 22 from 22? She didn't see on 22. Why would you expect the body?
I'm
so, Chazanis says that Rebbe views Vest HaFlaga like we would view Vest HaChedesh. When a woman has a Vest HaChedesh, what happens? She sees every Gimel of the month. Let's say she skipped 1 month Gimel. She worries the next month Gimel. Because Gimel is the trigger. There's a trigger. Rapapa holds day 22 is a trigger. And even if she skips once, the body still functions that it will react to day 22 of where it was supposed to be. Like Gimel is reacts to the name Gimel. And next month, the Amma is going to say, no. 22 happens because of a cycle of days in between periods. Nothing to do with a trigger day. Rav Papa views 22 Haflaga as a trigger day, like Gimel of Chodesh. If she skips one Gimel, she still worries about the next Gimel, because Gimel is a trigger. Rav Papa views 22 as a trigger. You might skip one trigger, but the body is still functioning, that the next 22 from there will be a trigger. That's how the Chazon Ish understands Rav Papa. And Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua is going to argue with him. He's going to say, no, 22 works. From whatever she sees, her body will release the blood 22 days later. But if she skips 1 month, she skipped it. What do you want to do? The body didn't accumulate the blood yet to release it till 22 from the day she saw. So that's the machloikas. How do you view a vest afluga? You view a vest afluga as the woman accumulates blood over a certain amount of period and then the blood comes out. Or do you say, no, there's a trigger. And the trigger is 22 of a cycle, and the woman's cycle regenerates even though she didn't see blood. So Rav Papa holds one way and Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua holds the other way. We didn't learn Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua yet. I would like to do Rashi before I answer questions. Zog Rashi Amit Beis. Rav Amar Yehuda. The high test vav hainu l'trila shuchav beis l'riyasa, which is day 22. V'shin tzolchav zayin, and she switches to 27. V'chani, the chimati yayim chav beis asur l'shamish. When 22 comes, she's asur. V'ksav kedaituch, the high chav beis lav l'riyas hadil l'kamar. Doesn't mean from when she saw, actually. It's 22 from when she was supposed to see. The second 22 will be day 17 since she saw. This is within the days of Ziva. Aleph. Uktani Asura. When 22 come from the first 22, she's still in the days of Ziva, because the Parishas, like I explained. We count 22 from 22. Not 22 from when she actually jumped and saw. So I become Zion. From which he was supposed to see. And he calls it Yemei Ziva. That means he's telling us the needle pischa, a needle at the opening of the 18-day cycle. Yemei Nidusa b'Ziva b'Esav Zayim Meninan. The 7 and 11 count from what she actually saw. You don't count the 7 and 11 from 22 because she didn't see a 22. That's triggered by the actual Ria. V'yayim Ria Shav Zayin Ad Hashto Lehava Ela Yud Zayin. D'ilu Yayim Shiruya Lirais, if you would count 22 from, if you would count the 7 and 11 from 22, then she would be in days of Nida. Kishaduga Meninan, Yemei Nida's Vizayi, Vabi Koyle Yemei Ziva. It wouldn't have been Yemei Ziva. If you start the 7 and 11 from 22, then 44 is in Yemei Nida. That's 22 days later. So the Papa holds like this. When it comes to 7 and 11, that you count from when you see. When it comes to which day to be chayshish, you count from when she should have seen. So therefore you see that she's worried. You may see.
Not exactly the same case as 15.
It is. 15 didn't mean 15, Rav Yehuda Mishmul said. 15 meant 22. The Mishnah, our case?
Yeah,
15. What's the difference? It's the Mei Ziva, except you have to be Chayshish.
Mom, she saw it. She's written saw one.
Three times. Sad Rabba. If anything, if she's Chayshish here, for sure she's Chayshish there. But Baba wanted to know, in the case of 15, 15, and 15, does she have to separate on day 15? But 22 from 22 is 44. If you see 27, 44 is Yemei Ziva. If she saw 22, then of course there wouldn't be a Raya. She skipped 22. That was the case in the Mishnah. Amalei Rav Huna Ben Rav Shua L'Rav Papa. Excuse me. How do you know you're doing it right? Mimai Duma Esen B'Taita Namim B'Esen B'Zayim Meninan. How do you know you're counting 22 from 22? You assumed that. Maybe you count 22 from 27. The Chihad Rivati asked him a time in Kaim Lamitech Min Yedusa. 22 after 27 is in there Yedusa. And in that, he's going to prove it from logic. Well, Ganami Mistabra, because according to Ravuna Ben Rishua, periods work, there's no trigger by a woman that doesn't have a day of a month. What triggers is their blood fills up, it gathers, and then comes out. Okay, so it takes a certain amount of days to gather. The fact that you should have seen 5 days before doesn't make the blood gather. Actually, she sees on 27, her blood empties out. So now, if you're worried about 22, it has to be when their blood starts gathering again. Not when it should have gathered. Look, Nami Mistabrit, he proves it. A chicken that lays every second day. Lays day, Rashi's case is, it lays day one, day three, day five, day seven, day nine. That's how the chicken lays its eggs. And one time it skipped. It went day one, day three, day five, day eight. So it's going to make it up now? All of a sudden the chicken's going to produce that egg the day later? It's a two-day process to produce the egg. So if it skipped, it just moves on from there. It doesn't make up. Periods are like chicken eggs. That's what Ravuna Ben Rishua says. Why are you viewing periods different than chicken eggs? Dr. Gemara, the Eloi Teimachi, Haitana Gulta, this hen, the Ram Yoyaima gives an egg one day, the Kavsha Yoyaima, and holds back the second day. The Ram Yoyaima, the Kavsha Yoyaima. The Kavsha Trey Yoyaima, and then skip 2 days. The Ram Yachad Yoyaima. 1, 3, 5, 8. Is the next one going to be on day 10 or on day 9? It takes 2 days to produce the egg. It's not going to come faster. It takes 22 days to get a period. So if she sees 27, it's not going to come on day 44. That's not her best. It's a 22-day process. So Mamela, there's no Raya. There's no Raya from this mission. It's not Yemei Ziva. Not true, because you see, maybe next month she's returning to a 22-day cycle from the last Riyah. It's like the chicken returns to the 2-day cycle of giving eggs. This woman always fills up in 22 days.
Okay,
takes 3 months to prove that her body changed.
I explain when there's a single spot rather than a flow going.
That's a kesem, wait to perigate. There is no halacha midaraisa of a single spot. The whole spot business is a drabbana.
Where does that come from anyway?
So that's why we have a perig called, I just want to see the name, Haraya Kesem. The whole name of a perig that talks about spotting. At this point, we're in B'nai Skusim. Dr. Ashi.
The chicken went back to start doing it every third day, and that's a new kviyah.
Exactly. It would have to be 3 times if there was such a thing as kviyah by egg.
Right. Okay. I'm just drawing an analogy.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I just want to repeat the Chazaynish. I'm not going to do the Rashi today, but I'll do it tomorrow. But I just want to repeat the Chazaynish. It's not in Rapapa. Chiddush Nifla. He's very bothered by Rapapa. Isn't it Ravuna Ben Rishua logically makes sense? Usually, Bishlam Yom HaChodesh, there's a trigger. Yom HaFlog, it usually means this is the amount of time the woman needs for her body to fill up and empty out.
It's just a regulation of her body. She should have a regularity of 22 days.
But what's that regularity mean? How do you understand that regularity? Why does it happen every 22 days? So, Pashtaji would say, well, because their body fills up and then empties out every 22 days. Why would it empty out 17 days because she saw 5 days later? Which is what Ravuna Ben Rishua is saying.
Yeah, but he still holds the shift. You separate them that day.
Why? What are you worried about?
She might be regular.
Again.
Because it may empty out.
Okay. But why would it empty out on day 17? In fact, the egg laying the egg on the day 9.
Right.
So, because Anish explains that Rav Papa understands That's tafloga, not the way I explained it. Not the pshat is the woman fills up and empties out. But that 22 days triggers a mechanism in the body. And even if she skips once, that mechanism hasn't turned off. That's how he explains Rav Papa. And Rav Huda Yeshua learns the way I explained it before. A 22-day cycle means the woman fills up, empties out. And it takes 22 days to fill up, like it takes 2 days to produce an egg. Everybody have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, and wonderful day, and we'll continue tomorrow.
We're going to finish the parak tomorrow, so we should bring the other
one. Yes, we're going to finish the parak in Yerushalayim tomorrow, and everybody should bring volume 2 of Rabbeinu.